What's a common car myth that people have?
Here we go again. It's electric cars are created to save the environment. They're not. Blood, you will find more oil than blood. I'm a guy who's not careful at all. I'm a very careless kind of a guy.
You would like to tell them something.
Life is hard. Life is tough. If God is trying to bring you down so that he will release you, you will go more up. Creating connection is very important because you never know when you need someone. And the problem is 90% of the people around you, they're all fake. I have firsthand experienced it. Alhamdulillah, I lived a very good life. I experienced a lot. I know who's with me, who's against me, all the fake people. So even though anything bad happens to you, it happens for a good reason. It's God's way of showing you this person is not with you. It's just fake. They're not standing beside you. They're standing far away. Respect your enemies. Know who's with you, who's without, who's not with you. The knowing part, the distinguishing part, that's the most important part.
Hi, car expert. Welcome to Gulf Buzz. It's an honor to have you on Spill the Tea. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing perfect. Never better.
Do you like the rains today?
Amazing.
Amazing. So you have a massive following on social media. Your videos have approximately 2 billion views, which is like 30% of the world's population. And that's a massive number, honestly, because I come from content creation. I know how big that number is. How did that happen? And how does it feel when you've achieved such a big number?
See, the feeling about achieving such a big number, it's very normal, to be quite frank. Like, I will tell you a small story. When I was thinking to have 1 million followers, like when I grew from 0 to 1 million, I was planning that this feeling of 1 million, having 1 million followers, will be the craziest feeling ever. But just the moment I reached 1 million, I was like, okay. That's it. And when it comes to views, I was the same with the views because I was not doing all of that stuff to become popular. Popularity was not the thing why I chose social media or to become famous. It was just to teach people how to have an understanding about cars, how to make people love cars. So about the 2 billion views, yes, there are 2 billion views. Some are from my platform. Some other people are using it. Like, you like the video, you will use it, you will cut it, you will share it in your own way by some edits. And people are actually making money out of it. There are a lot of people. Like, I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I went to YouTube and someone shared the YouTube link to me. And the guy has, I don't know, 100, 150,000 followers on YouTube. Created my account in my name. He created an account in my name and he has 150,000 followers or something like that on YouTube. And he's posted every single video I've ever created. And each video is like 2 million, 3 million, 4 million views. And you and I, we both know that YouTube monetizes.
Yeah.
And it pays you. So the guy is already earning, I don't know, like thousands of dollars every month. And when I posted a video on my YouTube, which was a fresh video, someone commented, this account is fake. The real one is that one. Imagine.
So then how do you deal with that?
I don't deal with that. I don't feel like I should deal with that. I mean, okay, as a content creator, if you're thinking to make money out of it, you want to deal with that. But my concern was not money. My concern was not popularity. My concern is that majority of the people should know about the content. Majority of the people should feel and watch and learn something from the content. So be it 2 million or 7 billion or one view. For me, the way I will feel from one person watching the video or 1 billion person watching the video, it will be perfectly the same.
So what, according to you, is secret recipe of having a good content piece?
When you're making content, make sure that you're making content for someone who is like your friend. Like, you want to explain something. Don't explain to me like this watch. This watch right here. Don't expect to sell it to me, but explain its feature to me as a friend. Like, instead of saying this is XYZ brand and this which is the best watch, it shows you the precise time it has this. Just be like, bro, this watch, I wore it. It was nice. My great grandfather used to wear it. Until now, it's working. So explain it to me as a friend, or explain it to your audience as you are explaining it to a friend. Be natural. Why be way too professional and use professional kind of statements like proper English? Like, an English which you need to open a dictionary in order for you to actually realize, okay, what's the statement? So make it short, make it simple. You don't need to make a three minutes, 4 minutes video. Make it short, 30 seconds. That's it. Good to go.
Before we get into more depth, I wanted to know why you started with cars as your niche. And then I would like to know more information on it.
See, basically, I'm a guy who loved car from the beginning of time. The car, I think, in my blood, you will find more oil than blood. So that's one thing about me personally from beginning of time. And then I was into racing. It was street racing. So I was, you know, I was having fun in the street racing. And then after a while, I realized when I got into cars, buying and selling and, you know, dealership, I got to know a lot of people. They have no idea about cars. Like, they buy cars, but they don't know how to maintain it. Like, a small thing, which is a cabin air filter. They don't know how to replace it. So they would go to a garage. The garage guy will charge them 250 dirhams. While the cabin air filter will cost you 50 bucks and you can just do it by yourself, like five minutes maximum. So I used to make videos and send it to the clients. Like, this is how you open it. Remove the filter. says, oh, you replace it. You don't need to actually go to a garage in order for you to, you know, change all of this stuff. Do it by yourself. Go to YouTube, write Toyota Camry 2015 model, cabin air filter, removal. That's it. 2 minutes of video, you are good to go. 2 minutes of video, you will watch. 2 minutes, it will take you to order it. In 2 minutes, you will fix it. So you have to save money. So in that way, when I realized that people have no knowledge about cars these days, I wanted to give them knowledge. I wanted to educate them about cars so that the passion about cars does not die. It does not end. It stays forever.
And if I have to ask, like, you know, because there are a lot of car social media influencers, some are also very big. How do you differentiate from the others?
There is a difference between a content creator and an influencer. I'm not a content creator, I'm an influencer. A lot of people which you see on online, I'm not saying this as of jealousy. I love the car community and I am the person who wants the car community to stay strong, support each other. I'm not against them. I'm not a guy who talks behind people back and be like, no, this is bad, they don't know any idea. And I would actually love to help them. There have been times where I've helped a lot of people in the car community, in the car industry, to help them reach a proper audience, to show them how it's actually done. So when you say, what's the difference between me and them? I don't think of them as competitors, but they think of me as competitors. But for me personally, I want to help them. Yeah. And I'm an influencer. What does an influencer and content creator? Content creator is just creating content for the sake of content. Influencer, on the other hand, like, people are actually getting influenced by my content. If I will say, don't buy this car, trust me, believe me, like 20% of my followers, they will not even buy that car.
So that's the power of influencing, just
absolutely
creating over content. A content creator basically just creates and puts out information in the end of the day. We've seen a lot of your videos have a hook in the start. How do you think about those? Like, how do you idealize that and create them?
So fun fact about me is that majority of the people, they think this guy has the best scripts ever created.
Yeah, that's what even I feel.
Funny thing is, I never have a script.
Really?
I don't even, not even one time in my life, just one time I did a script and I was ashamed of it. Like, it was, maybe 6-7 months ago, I did a video and it was scripted. Just a small part of it was scripted. Like, you have to say these 3 points, only 3 points. When I did these 3 points, I was ashamed of the video which I created because I felt not natural. Even though the video had the highest reach. But still, for me personally, I was like, this is not me. This is not what I do. So I said, you know what? This is the last time. First and last time I'm going to do scripts. After that, I'm not going to do scripts. I believe personally, when you're reviewing a car, you should talk about how you feel about the car. Not have a spec sheet which says it's a 6.4 liter Hemi engine. It goes from 0 to 100 in 3.4 seconds. No, leave all that. If I want to know about all that stuff, I can just Google it. How do I feel about the car? What's good and bad about the car? So what's the difference between me and the other influencers is I don't have any hook. I don't have any script which I need to follow. I would just go when I'll be like, okay, how do I feel? Just start filming.
Okay.
And just take it from there. I feel like jumping out of the car, I will jump off the car. I will feel like jumping back from the car, I will jump back from the car. Under the car, I will do it. Like, I don't actually think about all this stuff until or unless I'm in the moment. It's all spontaneous, all natural, all organic. Nothing planned, nothing. Like, we should have a lot of content creators, they go to the best aesthetical place. Like, aesthetics, that's wow, it's green, it's nice, it's buildings. I don't. I literally once went in front of a dumpster, I shot a video. Literally in front of a dumpster, and the company who gave us the car, they were like, it's a dumpster. And there was, you know, massage cards all over the floor. And I was like, so what? So what? I just felt like I stopped. Even one time I met a guy, like we went to a place and there was this one guy who was probably a labor, very amazing guy, loved the guy. And I did not feel like, you know, I was just reviewing the car and all of a sudden I was like, this guy. I said, come bro, I will pay $50. I don't know, $20, $50, something like that. I said, I will pay you, review this car. And he started reviewing. I said, how do you feel about this car? And that video went viral as well. Like, every single video goes viral simply because there is nothing planned. It's all spontaneous. Like, you don't know where is the hook. You think this is the hook, but then something else comes up and then something else comes up and that's it.
So you don't have a hook always. You just go with the flow. So when you manage such a big, social media account, what are the challenges you faced in keeping that image high always?
See, the good and bad thing about social media, I will tell you. The good thing is everyone is watching you. The bad thing is everyone is watching you. So you have to be careful on a lot of stuff. And I'm a guy who's not careful at all. I'm a very careless kind of a guy, to be quite frank with you. And for you to be, you know, you have to post. First thing what you need to do is you have to be consecutively posting.
Yeah.
If you need to post, you need to have your social presence, you have to post every day. you have to post it. If you are skipping it, then you're not just, you know, you're not putting the extra effort in it. But once you will start posting, okay, that's good enough.
And how do you deal with the negativity online?
See, I read the comments. I try to read the comments. But unfortunately, since every single video is viral, fortunately, not unfortunately.
This is a good thing to have.
And the lights, it's every single video is viral. And there are a lot of comments. Like every single video has like 3,000, 4,000, 7,000. And they keep increasing. Like every video, if I'm looking at this video and then I post another video. So I cannot keep a record of all the comments.
Yeah.
But with negativity, I take feedback crazily. I'm a guy who loves feedback. I love criticism. I don't love hate. There is a difference between hate and criticism. Criticism, you'll criticize me in front of me. Bro, you're doing this wrong. Don't do it because it will get you like that. Hate is, in front of me, you're like, you're amazing, you're best, bro, I love your content. Behind me, you're like, this guy does not know this, that, 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 and you start backbiting. So criticism, even if you're a follower, it depends actually. If you are my follower, you're criticizing me or something, and my followers are actually going there and, you know, writing that, okay, this guy is actually saying it right. You are wrong. I would go and I would click, if you're my follower, absolutely, I will take your advice. Next time, I will be more careful. But if you're just any XYZ who's just trying to put hate in the comment section, block. You don't belong there.
So like for me personally, also sometimes like criticism I can take, but then there is hate at the same time, which demotivates me. So how do you come out of that demotivation, or you just let it go?
I don't see. You should not be weak enough to be demotivated by a guy whose username is XXD66208. Why does not even have time to put a username? Like, why are you getting demotivated? There is 1 million view on your video, out of which 600,000 people are giving you good feedback, out of which 300,000 people are, you know, just saying XYZ, out of which 10% of the people are saying, this is bad, because there are some people. I will give you an example. If you'll put your legs up and your head down, how would you view the world?
Upside down.
But who is upside down? The world or you?
Me.
So you are the one who's upside down, but you would view the world upside down, because to you, you're like, I'm straight, but the world looks upside down.
True.
So these are those kind of people. So don't be demotivated by such people who are upside down. For them, everything, anything, anyone does, it's upside down.
Now, I just wanted to track back a little back to, you know, like how Car Expert was born, if I may ask.
Car Expert was born in the time of Corona, where people were too busy at homes, scared, not getting out, and wasting their time mostly on TikTok.
TikTok
was newly introduced, and people were like, oh, this is amazing. I can just scroll without, you know, writing or typing something or following someone. So at that time, I realized people are spending more time on social media. And this is the proper way and the best place to educate people. So I started from there. I was like, you know what? This is the best time. This is the best place. People are bored and they're scrolling through social media. Because that time, in order for me to educate, like, where can you bring 5,000 people and tell them, see, you have to change your tire in this way? You cannot. From where you will bring 5,000 people? At one place, you cannot even bring them. Until you pay them, that's a different story. But on TikTok, you can. On social media, you can. Like 5,000 people are watching your video, good enough. Out of 5,000, even if 1,000 people will actually remember this, and out of 1,000, 500 will actually follow this, it's more than enough. That's an impact. So I think, I don't know, 2018, 19, that started. So in that time, I started, I think maybe 2020, I guess, probably 2020. Because in the end of 2019, the corona and all that stuff started.
Have you been anonymous from day one, or towards the later you started?
I've been anonymous from day one.
And why do you choose to be anonymous?
See, there is two things. When TikTok came, you know, I used to go to some videos. If you remember, in the beginning of TikTok, there were some trends.
Yeah.
Especially where women are dancing. And no matter if a woman is dancing or if a woman is giving you a very good message, something related to humanity or XYZ, go and check the comments. You know what's written? Lovely eyes, beautiful face, I love you, amazing, wow. Like, she's saying something else. She's saying, this is the best biryani I have ever had in my life, but people are
comments or something
on
else.
Them. On the looks. So one thing which I did not want my followers or my people to write is how I look. Oh, he looks handsome. Oh, he looks ugly. Oh, he looks this. Oh, he looks that. That. And second thing was privacy. When you're famous, because from day one I knew it would eventually get the fame, which was not my target. But since, you know, the followers are going so crazily and people are following and people are commenting and liking and sharing, I knew there will be a time where I would reach the peak. And then it will be hard for me because fame and personal life don't go along properly. So imagine you're sitting, you're a famous guy, you have 5-6 million followers on your social media, and your monthly reach is 150 million. My monthly reach is 100 to 150 million accounts every month. So 150 million people are watching your account every single month. Imagine you going down in a mall. People are coming, hey, can I take a photo? Okay, I don't mind that. But what if I'm with my family? What is my privacy? What if I'm having my burger and I'm trying to take a bite and two guys come and they're like, oh, can I take a selfie? I'm eating my food. I mean, I'm not rude to my fans. I love my followers. I love my fans. But there should be some privacy. My private life should be private. My professional life should be professional. Like, I should not mix both of them.
So when you go out, like, with your friends, you know, on the weekends and stuff, so you go without your mask?
Absolutely.
And that's when people don't know. But the minute...
Different person.
And the minute when you put your mask in public, do people start...
Absolutely.
Instantly?
Even though there have been times where I'm without the mask, and because of the people around me, some of the people, they're in my videos some of the times. And they'll be like, are you a car expert? I have to be like, yes. Oh my God, bro, I love your content. I'm your biggest fan. This, that, keep it up. Stuff like that. And sometimes they actually recognize the voice. Because it's hard to, you know, hide everything. So what I do, I skip the accent. I just change the accent. Just to save myself sometimes.
And then when people come to take a picture when you're not with your mask, what do you do that time?
I'm not a rude guy who will say, no, don't take a photo. But I would just do like that. That's it. And I always have a mask in my pocket, so. Yeah.
This is also, it comes in line with COVID because a lot of people might think you're doing it because of COVID, but it's actually because you want to.
People who are following me, yeah, they know it's not about COVID. People who are not following me, like, you're just watching my content. All of a sudden you go to my comments and be like, why is this guy wearing a mask? I don't believe a guy who's wearing a mask. COVID is over and these people are sick and their mindset. A lot of comments like that I get. That's why I want to get a customized mask. I want to have like a proper customized mask. But the problem with customized mask is that you cannot breathe properly. And the second thing is when you're talking into a mic, you know, the sound will become like, so does not make sense.
You've also recently started a car expert media company, correct? Congratulations first on that.
God bless, means a lot.
I saw a story also on your Instagram that you're hiring loads of people, like from sales to content to every single position. What is Car Expert Media about?
So Car Expert Media, I will tell you about the gap. The biggest problem currently with, you know, most of the companies failing is because they do wrong kind of advertisement or they don't do advertisement. What's advertisement? See, you and I, we both know Pepsi. You go to any village in any country, they know Pepsi. So it's well known. Everyone knows Pepsi. Like, I come from a background where in my place, in my family, instead of saying cold drink, we say Pepsi. Do you want Pepsi? They will say, yes, which one? Do you? Or you want cola? Or you want, like... We call Pepsi as cool drinks, diapers. Who says diapers? Everyone says Pampers. You go to a store and you go to a store and you say, I need Pampers. They'll say, which one? You say Huggies. So it becomes a brand by itself. But why, if it's known to the world, why do they still pay billions of dollars for advertisement? Same taste, same color, same design, same price from the beginning of time, let's say. Minimal changes they've done. But why do they keep putting, you know, billboards? All that stuff, simply because they want to tell you we are still in the market. Don't forget us. We're still here. The problem with 90% of the companies failing is because they don't spend, or they spend less, or they have the wrong kind of advertisement for the company. So like, they would spend a lot of money, but they will spend a very less amount of money when it comes to promoting their product. So promotion is, there is a different kind of promotion. And when it comes to cars, I know what sells. And I see a lot of car people, like car community people, let's say garages. There is insurance agencies, there is car dealerships, a lot, but they're not doing well. Why they're not doing? Because they don't have a social media presence. Now I will ask you a question. When you wake up, what's the first thing we should do?
Open social media.
When you're about to sleep, what's the first thing you do?
Social media.
You go to the restroom, what's the first thing you do?
Social media.
So like, you are using social media most of the time. Like, every time you get like 5 minutes, you're getting bored, you open social media. So if you're not on social media, if your company is not on social media, how do you think you will get the visibility? Like, right now, we don't actually go and, you know, try to find people or find the services. Social media, okay, we have it. Okay, it's a nice restaurant. I will save it for future. So all these things happen. And with Car Expert Media, we're expertise in cars. Like, who knows better about cars than the car expert? And if a team of experts are all together to help brands grow, like, my target is not big brands. I hate big brands. I love small brands. I want to help them grow. I don't want to make a billionaire into a multi-billionaire and more billionaire. I want to make all these small businesses to grow and become, you know, they have a social presence of their own.
So it's basically enhancing the companies on their social media or planning their advertising marketing campaigns.
Absolutely.
So what are the positions that you're hiring currently? Because I saw you're hiring for a lot.
See, there are sales, there are influencers, there are marketing, there are a lot of options, because when you're opening a company, of course, there are a lot of positions which you need to do. I just posted a video yesterday and I have, it's a fresh account. Like yesterday, the account was created and it's already at 60,000, 64,000 views. And it's been, I don't know, like 12 hours or maybe less than 12 hours. And it's the first video ever created from that account. Imagine.
And solo.
Solo.
Wow.
I'm not even in the video.
Wow.
I'm just doing like this. So all of you have been wondering where I've been. And it's not posted on my account.
It's posted on the
media the media company account. But the voice itself is more than enough for people to know, okay, this is me. And I have got more than, I don't know, 300-400 emails, more than 1,000 DMs. But yeah.
That's an insane
probably
number.
By the end of this podcast, when this podcast is posted, I've already have recruited my employees.
We're looking forward for your team. So when you decided, you said there was a gap, but which all other, like, you know, the companies that are currently doing it, because I personally do not know a lot of car media companies. So when I also saw it, I was like, oh, this is interesting. What is the actual gap you see between your company that you've started with the others that is there?
Majority of the media companies.
Yes.
Their only way to have the brand awareness is through influencers, which is wrong, which is good up to some point, but not totally. Because if you're giving a car to an influencer to review it, you're giving the influencer the exposure. You're not giving your brand exposure. Like if I will give you a car, let's say I will give you an Aston Martin. Who will be more famous, Aston Martin or you? You will be famous because you're getting Aston Martin.
People will watch it because I'm driving it.
Simple as that. So it has nothing to do, like it adds a very less amount of value to your product. So why not you teach people about your product? Do proper videos where you're teaching people about your product. Instead of saying, this is the best car, amazing car, I love this car and it has going an offer. People don't care about the offers.
Yeah.
Teach them. Teach them about cars, how to maintain them. Myth busting. Like a lot of people, they have concerns when it comes to American cars.
Yeah.
Saying, no, don't buy. Why not buy it? Teach them. If you have some information you want to share, then share it to them. This is why you don't buy American cars, but this is why you buy the American cars. To differentiate, teach people, educate people.
And since Dubai being the hub of luxury and fancy cars, what do you think about that? Like, and how does it help media companies grow? And, you know, people being here for who's starting a career probably in the same segment. What do you think about Dubai being the hub?
It's absolutely the best.
Yeah.
Any business in Dubai, it's amazing. I cannot even express my words when it comes to Dubai or UAE itself being the business hub. Any sector, be it media or XYZ, it's booming. It's amazing. People are coming from overseas. They're investing here. There must be a reason. Like the only challenge which I faced, let's say when I was setting up the company, I could not find the place. Everything was taken. I go to this place. They said, we're full. I go to that place. But how many buildings are there? How many offices are there? Everything is booked. Yes, we're booked. So if people all over the countries are coming here investing, that simply means that it is booming, it is growing, and it is great. And which means they're successful. If they're not successful, it will be empty.
Makes sense. And what are the challenges? So you said one of the challenges is, because my question was like, what were the challenges you faced when you were, now since you're building up your own company? I had two questions in that. What are the challenges you face when you are creating content for your page? And then I wanted to move into like the challenges that you faced while creating a media company. What are the differences that you feel?
See, I will go to the second question first about the challenges when it came to making the media company. No challenges. Smooth transactions. Like it took me 5 minutes to take the approval, 5 minutes to take the trade license. That's it. Overall spent, maybe time I've spent to get everything done, maybe 30 minutes. It's Dubai. It's fast. If you want to open a company, it's really quick. All you need to do is just go to the services, places, and they will guide you. And it's really easy and quick. The only problem which I found, which put me in a gap, was the place. It took me a while because I needed a specific kind of a place. I don't want my employees to feel like employees. I want them to feel like, you know, it's a chill place. Instead of having closed cabins, instead of having, you know, places where everyone feel congested. No, it's open space. Do whatever you like. You feel like sitting there, sit. You feel like sitting there, sit. You feel like sitting on the couch, sit on the couch. Hanging chair, massage. We have a massage chair. Go and sit on there. You feel tired, just have a massage. Relax. It's a chill space. It's a chill spot. So that's there. So that's the only thing which was a little bit challenging for me, like 0.05% challenging, not that much of a tough job. But like, if you'll say from start to end, how much time it took me, I think 12 days, I started the company and it's functional.
Wow.
From 0 to 100.
So you are pretty influential. You're not the number one car expert in the Middle East as well. A lot of people worship you. Like, you know, they love your content. What would you tell the young audience that is watching you?
See, I would tell them not to worship me. That's the first thing. I'm a human being just like them. So when a lot of people, they send me a message, I love your content, good. I'm your fan. I'm not a big fan of, but the word saying fan. Like fan, AC, that's not my stuff. I'm just like a human being like you. A lot of people, they come to me and they're like, bro, what's your secret? I'm like, shoot, be yourself and post. You can become me. And there will be a place where I would actually make people become like me or become better than me. Like, I'm not a guy who has the competitive kind of a mindset. Like, I should only be the one who should be visible to everyone. No, let everyone grow. I believe in growth. You grow, I grow, he grow. We all will grow together. So when we are growing together, we can help each other out. So why not just all be sticking together and helping each other out? There is no competitor because I believe in risk. If you're, you know, whatever is written in your fate, it's going to you. It will never come to me. What's written in my fate, it's coming to me. That's it. So what's yours is yours. What's mine is mine.
Because a lot of people, especially in the media industry, I would say, they try to get others down to go up. And that's not what I believe in as well. Like, if I could help someone, go ahead, help them out. Whether they are from, like, even if they're a competitor. So I see that that's what you believe in as well. What would you say people, like, you know, like, how would they work in peace and harmony together? What would be your advice on that?
Don't think of each other as competitors. That's the number one thing I've been telling every single person I've seen in my life. Simply because when there is competition, you would think, oh, there is growth, there is competition. There is difference between I want to grow and only I want to grow. Like, I wish you success. When I say this, I wish you success, I say it from all my heart. Even if in the middle of the night you need something help, if I can help you out, I will be there for you. Instead of not even just, you know, I will say, bro, I'm there for you anytime, just name it, and you will give me a call in the middle of the day. I will be like, sorry, bro, I was busy and this and that. Creating connection is very important because you never know when you need someone. And the problem is that 90% of the people around you, they're all fake. I have firsthandly experienced it. Like, I'm a person who can say, God forbid, if I die tomorrow, I will have no regrets because I've lived my life to the fullest. I have experienced everything from a very young age. What I've done in my 18 years old, when I was 18, people 60 years old have not done that stuff. Wow. So for me personally, I would be like, alhamdulillah, I lived a very good life. I experienced a lot. I know who's with me, who's against me, all the fake people. So even though anything bad happens to you, it happens for a good reason.
True.
It's God's way of showing you this person is not with you. It's just fake. They're not standing behind you. They're not standing beside you.
Yeah.
They're standing far away. But to you, you will be like, you know, no, this is my best person. And I, you know, respect this guy. Respect is good. Always respect. Even respect your enemies. I would even say friends, enemies, family members, anyone, respect. But know them.
Know them.
Know who's with you, who's without, who's not with you. The knowing part, the distinguishing part, that's the most important part.
And who has been your business idol? Do you have any business idol?
I don't have any business
idol. No, you don't have any business
idol. None.
Which is good. Like, I mean, a lot of people have. I'm just asking because...
I don't have any idols at all. Like, for me personally, you would say, who's your business idol or content creation idol or this idol, that idol. I don't have any idols whatsoever. I don't believe in the idol part. Be yourself. You know, make an example out of yourself.
And what is that one key thing for, you know, being an influencer? And like that one key thing that people should always remember? Like, to being a successful influencer.
Be constant.
Be constant, correct? I always say, like, never be run behind money, run behind success, then money will automatically follow. Because a lot of time people get into content creation or influencing thinking there's a lot of money. And how do we, their first question is, how do we crack brand deals? What do you have to say on that?
First of all, the saying which you just said, run behind success, not money, because success will, the money will come. That's from Three Idiot movie. Amir Khan said that. Yeah, I watch a lot of Bollywood movies.
You watch a lot of Bollywood? Who's your favorite Bollywood actor then? Then I'm going to dig away from...
I'm more into comedy, so I would say Akshay Kumar.
Okay.
I like that guy, but they have a good deal with Pravesh Rawal, I think. So when they two are together, it's the best movies. Anyhow, what was the question?
No, I just going to ask you one last thing on Bollywood again. What's your favorite Bollywood movie? Do you have any favorite?
I have a lot of Bollywood movies. Like, it cannot be... When someone says, what's your favorite? I'm like blank there. Yeah. Be it movies, be it cars. If you'll ask me, what's your favorite car? I cannot give you an answer. Every podcast, people ask me, so what's your favorite car? I don't know what to answer.
What's a common car myth that people have?
here we go again. It's about electric cars. That electric cars are created to save the environment. They're not even 0.01%. Because if you actually cared about saving the environment, why are you banning all these cars? What's the car ratio as compared to the cargo ship ratio? Did you know a normal cargo ship, creates the pollution of sulfur, which is equivalent to 50 million cars. One single ship. You want to ban all the cars, all the internal combustion engine cars to save the planet? I'm with saving the planet. It's our planet. We need to save it. But it's not made for saving the planet. It's just an idea which people are selling. And a lot of people, they're going with that idea because they want to be in the trend. It's trending, so they're going with it. But sooner or later, they will realize, because there are a lot of people busting that myth, not just me. A lot of other people also coming with facts. What's the extraction? How much energy you need to extract the lithium battery? To make the lithium battery, how much energy you need? And with what you are digging these? Of course, heavy equipment machineries. What goes in heavy equipment machineries? Diesel. Crude oil. All that stuff. And even worse than that, when you want to dispose it, you have a phone, yes? Yeah. Remove your phone battery and try to dispose it. I will guarantee you, it will take months. Small battery like this. Now imagine 10,000 batteries stuck under your car. How would you dispose it? So it's doing more harm than good.
I'm not a personal fan of electric cars. But people do think an electric car is the future. It is going to save the planet. So that's one of the myths that I think a lot of people don't know about. Like they're really unaware that a lot more harm as well in it as a regular petrol car. What's the most controversial myth you have ever tackled?
That Japanese are the only best cars ever created.
Yeah, I think my dad's up. My dad thinks that too as well. I'm not kidding.
Bring him in. We can change his perspective in 5 minutes. See, Japanese are good cars.
Yes.
Let's say about Toyota or another brand. Amazing. Reliability, crazy. Nothing is more reliable than a Toyota. But it's not always just the case of reliability. I'll give you an example. Back in early 2000s, what was the top selling phone? Nokia, you remember?
Yes.
Everyone had a Nokia. You had a Nokia. I had a Nokia. How strong were they? You would throw it onto the wall will break, but the phone won't break. Battery lasts forever, 3, 3, 4 days. Why don't you have a Nokia? You need sleek design. You need 500 GB storage. You need 1 terabyte space. You need 3 cameras. You need this, lightweight, blah, 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 all that stuff. So right now we're in an era where we need something which is good to use, which is something comfortable for us to use, which is something user-friendly. So yes, Japanese cars are good for their time. There's a difference. Everyone has their time. Every company has their time. German cars had their time. Japanese cars had their time. American cars had their time. Now Koreans are having their time. After 2 or 3 years more, Chinese will be having their time. Chinese cars will boom the market in a crazy way, which you cannot even imagine. Right now, it's Korean cars. Any car you will look, you will feel like, oh, it's Korean. But no, wait. It's a German car, but it looks Korean. Oh, wait. It's a Japanese car, but it looks Korean. Why? Because they're copying it or they're taking inspiration from the Korean cars. So Koreans are booming right now. Before that, Japan. Before that, Germany. Before that, America.
There's a trend.
The trend. And after that, China.
Since you're saying Chinese will be the next, and there are a lot of upcoming Chinese brands cars that have sleek, they have sleek conditions. Their car interiors are fabulous. Like I've personally gone and seen one or two brands and their cars have like everything you can name for, like from their, the luxury angles from inside to the driving thing. What do you think about Chinese cars?
I like Chinese cars. I'm not a guy who's against Chinese cars. The only thing which is a drawback for Chinese car is that their engines are underpowered. For a person like me, I like speed, I like race, I like fast. For me, they're underpowered. But for a practical person, let's say like you, you just want to go from place A to place B and save fuel. So for the fuel efficiency, Chinese cars are the best. They come with a panoramic sunroof. Like the amount of money which you will spend to get a basic model Japanese car, you can get like, let's say hatchback.
Yeah.
And a Japanese car, basic model, does not even have cruise control or alloy wheels. The same amount you can get a Chinese car, a crossover mini SUV with top of the range, panoramic view, blind spots, 360 camera, bird eye, sensors, leather seats, you name it, everything you can get it. And plus, they are offering a lot of offers as well. You buy our car, 3 years, unlimited warranty, 3 years, limited warranties with unlimited miles, 6 years, part guarantee, this year, that, buyback guarantee. So let's say you buy a car. Do you want to die with the car? Because right now, people don't have that kind of passion, which they used to have in the like previous generations. They go for one car, that's one car for life. But now it's like every year changing, every 2 or 3 years max. Maximum 5 years, that's it. So if you're buying a car for 5 years. And if all that 5 years is covered, why are you scared?
So if I'm looking for a car, I should go for a Chinese car.
No, you should not go for a Chinese car. No, absolutely not. Depends on what's the vibe.
I want a car that takes me from point A to point B and looks good. That's it. It has to have the features. It has to have a good design and I'm good to go.
See, I'm more of a German and American kind of a guy. So I would suggest, if you'll ask me, I would say go for German, go for American.
Yeah.
Because with the German, you will feel the proper luxury.
Yeah.
With American, you would feel the proper muscle. Yeah. You'd feel like you're driving in the car, the sound of the car. You would feel like this. And I have the biggest pants I'm wearing. Like, I'm the guy with the biggest pants in the office.
One biggest thing in the UAE, fuel. Super special. Can you break down that? Because I also don't know about it.
There is super special and E+. And it goes like E+, special and super. So the difference between all these fuels is that it's how pure that is. It's about the purity of the fuel. Like, there is crude oil purified into diesel, purified into E+, purified into special, purified into super. So that's all just being purified. Like, let's say you are taking water from lake, purifying it, making it, mineral water, purifying it more, making it pure water, purifying it, making it filter water, or whatever the way the cycle goes. That's the purification. The purer the fuel, the better for your car.
So which fuel would you suggest? Is it like, because people think it's car to car, fuel to fuel changes, like maybe.
It depends, because a lot of older model cars, they don't, it's not good for them. A lot of older model cars, like let's say 1998 or 2000 or maybe 1990s and going down,
They're
not made for such kind of fuel. So it might be way too harsh for them. So that's why in the early 90s, there were many diesel cars. So diesel, it's thick, it's dense. Petrol, it's lighter. So they need the density. So it depends on the car to car as well. Newer cars, you can put super, no worries at all.
So now let's get to a little fun segment. It's called Brew and Buzz with Kalf Buzz. We're just going to ask you one question. Like, you know, it's just going to be like a rapid fire. Dream car to review.
SLS Gullwing, Mercedes SLS Gullwing.
Most memorable road trip.
It was one word, I have to say.
No, I mean like,
so it was, I will give you the recent one because every single, I have the memory of a goldfish. I don't even remember what was the two questions before you asked me. So I will give you a recent one. We recently went with my brother to Saudi and we were going to KSA and we were supposed to go to Bahrain. So we went to KSA and he knew a shortcut. Like, there is a new road being built, but a little bit gap is there. So it's blocked with sand. And he had his 4x4, he has a Nissan Patrol and I was driving my Chevy Malibu. It was a sedan car. And I did not know about it. That he's going to take a shortcut. And this shortcut is like consuming more fuel simply because we're going on more RPM. He takes the shortcut and he's like, you go first because I have to go off-road. And he has a Nissan Patrol, which is 4x4. I have a sedan, which is 1.5 or 1.6 liter engine with turbo. And I was like, you know what? Let's get our hands dirty. So I get my hands dirty. We go in. After a while, I get stuck. There's one guy, I don't know, roaming around with a winch. Even though we had a winch in our car as well. But he came, he's like, don't worry, I got your back. He put the winch on the Nissan Patrol's back and in the front of my car and we removed the car. Now we are going. Now the fun fact is, my fuel is half. Now, the difference between big engine and small engine cars is that the big engine cars, they go on lower RPM when they're going on high speed. So Nissan Patrol was going 160 kmph and the RPM was 2,500 RPM. My small engine car was going 160 and the RPM was 6,000. It's like, so it was consuming more fuel. And my fuel was draining. And since this road was empty, closed, there was no fuel stations. And I was like, well, this is going to get crazy. Till we reached a point where it was near the city and my fuel indicator came up. And I was like, yep, this is happening. So I slowed down. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go at 120 kmph so that there will be less load on the car. And then we found a place and then I filled the fuel and then we went to Bahrain.
That's a interesting story to get.
Absolutely.
Imagine if you get stuck in the middle of the road.
We would sleep there. We would camp. Come on, we're boys. We would camp there.
One word to describe your driving style.
Fast.
First car you ever owned.
So leave the first car I ever owned. I will tell you the first car which I had the most attachment with, which I first ever drove. It was my father's car. It was back in the days, I think, Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, which was, I think, 1980s, 82, 86. It was a two-door one. I used to call that car as a ship. I used to sneak around and get the keys and I used to drive around with my friends. That car was so strong that the front bumper was made out of metal. And one time I was with a friend and we were vibing to the music. And there was a car which was stuck on a speed breaker. And I thought, you know, by the time I will be near, this car will go, it will pass. Turns out this car was stuck there. And by the time I realized it, I slammed the brakes. Now it's an old model brakes with no ABS. Jeez! Broken. So the guy's like, what happened? I'm like, Leave, what happened? Look at your car. He goes and looks at the back of his car. It's into pieces. He comes and looks at my car. He's like, what? There is no scratch. I'm like, it's bomb proof. That's why there is no scratch. So that's the favorite car. Or that's the first car I can say. Yeah.
A car trend you love?
Making turbo sounds. Making the sounds of superchargers.
You know how to make a sound.
I can make a turbo sound. Like that. And the whining sound of a supercharger, of course, if it's, let's say, a Chrysler or an SRT, it's like... So yeah, it goes like that.
What sound does an electric car make then?
So electric cars, they're scary. And listen to me. One day, I was at a place where it was all empty. And you know the sound of UFOs in the movies? Yeah. Electric car, put it in reverse, it makes the same sound. And the craziest part was, I'm not scared of the exhaust sound, of the loud sounds. First time ever in my life, I got scared of the sound of an electric car being reversed.
Really?
Yes. It sounds exactly like an UFO.
It sounds like some alien is coming out.
Some crazy stuff is happening. It's not natural.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try somebody's car just to reverse. Best car movie?
Last night I watched a movie which was Le Mans 66. It was Ford versus Ferrari. Yeah. That's not my favorite movie. It's a very good movie. My favorite movie is Ford versus Lamborghini, Lamborghini versus Ford.
Oh, I don't know about it.
Amazing movie. Amazing. You have to watch it. It's, I think, available on Netflix or something. You have to watch it. Because with Ferrari, if Ferrari was never introduced, we would not have Lamborghini. We would not have Ford GT. We would not have Pagani. We would not have a lot of car companies because it all started with Ferrari. Because all of these started to become, you know, they wanted to work with Ferrari in some way or another. And the old man was, you know, like, no, I don't want to work. I'm me. So even they fought with Lamborghini. Lamborghini was making tractors. It was not into cars. Yeah. But he went to Ferrari, let's make a partnership because your cars are amazing. But there is one problem with your cars. The clutch. It's not very good. But I have the good clutch. So let's partner together. Let's make Ferrari, Lamborghini. Best, he says, go back to your tractors, farmer. And he took that insult and he made a car. Until now, till date, people who love Lamborghini, they're against Ferrari. People who love Ferrari, they're against Lamborghini.
That's an interesting story. I never knew about it. I think I know the answer for this, but electric or gasoline?
If that's the question, why are we even here? But yeah, you know, of course, gasoline. Yeah. There is difference. See, there is not just difference about how the sound, difference about how you feel. Like people say, no, electric cars are fast. They're not fast, they're quick. There is a difference between fast and quick. You don't put, a chicken in a microwave oven just because it's quick. Barbecue. You like the grill. There is a different taste to it. So it's quick from 0 to 60 mph, which is 100 kmph. The real feeling starts after 100 kmph.
No. Manual or automatic?
Of course, manual.
A celebrity car collection you admire?
I don't follow celebrities, so I don't know anything about their car collections.
One last question. I want, before we end today's podcast, I want some motivation before we close for the younger generation that will watch that you would like to tell them something.
Look, life is hard. Life is tough. Sometimes it's going very amazing and you feel like you're untouchable. No one can touch you. You are the best at what you're doing best. And then you get down. When you get down, that time, remember what kind of a good life you had. And then again, come back stronger. Come back stronger. If God is trying to bring you down so that he will release you, you will go more up. Never be, demotivated. Why this happened to me? Don't complain. Never complain. Be thankful for what kind of a life you have. And if you feel like there is something you need to do, do it. Don't overthink. God will help you in the process. You will be helped. Whenever you feel like there is something which I should do, do it. Don't overthink. Don't ask 10,000 people for their opinion. Because if they had such kind of a mindset, they would do it by themselves. And if you will not take risks, you will end up paying rent to the guy who took risks. So take risks. Go in, go all.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure.
Make a terrible sound.
I cannot. I don't know how it even sounds. I'm very bad with cars. A director did it. Guys, do it again louder.
It's a broken turbo, don't worry.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.